Hello and welcome back to Joe's Art History Podcast, a podcast that celebrates all things art historical with me, your host and resident art historian, Joe McLaughlin. Hello, hello, welcome back. It is episode 68 and this week on the podcast, I am bringing back a series that I started right back, I think on episode 3 or 4 of the podcast, and that is my Art of the Deal or Art of the Dealer series. This is a series where I deep dive into one of art history's and the art market's most exciting, forward-thinking and trailblazing art dealers. Because in my opinion, the art world works the way that it does today because of these dealers. Currently, I've had episodes on Paul Durand-Ruel, Joseph Devine, Peggy Guggenheim and Leo Castelli. And today, taking centre stage is, for the first time, a living art dealer who has really had a monumental impact on contemporary art, the contemporary art world, and how art is bought and sold today. And that, of course, is Larry Gagosian. Larry Gagosian himself has established his galleries, Gagosian Galleries, as this global empire and collection of galleries and real estate across the world. Currently, Gagosian has 19 galleries to his name, and he really was a trailblazer, and is rather a trailblazer, in how art is bought and sold and how collectors interact and how artists are represented by their gallery. He is someone that, just to give you a sense of the types of artists that he deals with, Amzin Kiefer, Damien Hirst, Helen Frankenhalter, Donald Judd. He also has dealings in part with running the estates of Picasso, Warhol and William de Kooning. And he, of course, has worked with the revolutionary British painter Jenny Saville since 1997, so really not too long after she came out of university. I think she was 26 when she signed to Gagosian's books and has been part of the gallery roster ever since. And he also had a really long-standing relationship and dealership, rather, with Cy Twombly, who's one of the great American artists. And yeah, Gagosian was his gallerist for about 30 years, so a really, really, by today's standard, long-term running partnership with the artist. And really what I'm looking to do in this episode today is really sort of dig down into 5 or 6 really key points about Larry Gagosian and why I consider him to be one of the greatest art dealers of all time. So we're going to look at how it all started, where his foundings and introduction to the art world happened, where his big break came from, because as I've mentioned in another episode before, he was very good friends with a previous dealer that I've discussed in this podcast. And then I want to look into how those relationships helped him become who he is today. And I also want to look at his contribution to the contemporary art world. What exactly has he contributed that probably people hadn't done before or had done, and he's put his Larry Gagosian spin on it. And finally, what is the future for the Gagosian Empire? This has been a subject of conversation over the last 2 years. In late 2022, early 2023, Gagosian announced that he had a brand new board of advisors. These would be the people that would not only spearhead the direction of the gallery going forward into the future, but also as a 78-year-old dealer, we're really going to sort of take the reins from Larry once he eventually steps down. However, in my opinion, I don't think he's ever going to step down. I think he'll be there until he politely bows out of this world. Anyway, I am really excited to bring this to you. I really hope you enjoy it. And yeah, sit back and relax as we discuss all things Larry Gagosian.